Alex Murdo, the disgraced former attorney already incarcerated for life over the brutal slayings of his spouse and offspring, has been handed an additional four-decade sentence for financial transgressions, as per official statements.
The 55-year-old Murdo entered guilty pleas last September to 22 federal charges, encompassing bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering, having embezzled millions from his South Carolina law practice. "I've never witnessed such flagrant misconduct, a massive fraud spanning numerous years," remarked U.S. District Judge Richard Gergel. Liam White reporting.
An Israeli airstrike has obliterated Iran's consular edifice in Syria, resulting in the demise of a high-ranking Iranian military leader and several others, according to Syrian officials and state media reports.
This strike on Iran's embassy compound seems to signify an escalation in Israel's targeting of Iranian military officials and their allies in Syria, which has intensified since Hamas militants, backed by Iran, launched attacks against Israel on October 7th. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared that the terror channel Al Jazeera will no longer broadcast from Israel.
Netanyahu vowed to immediately shut down the satellite broadcaster Al Jazeera. His pledge to shutter the terror channel came after Parliament passed legislation clearing the path for the country to halt the Qatari-owned channel's broadcasting from Israel. Netanyahu accused Al Jazeera of compromising Israeli security. Benjamin Wright reporting.
United Airlines is urging its pilots to take time off in May due to delays in receiving new planes the airline ordered from Boeing, which is grappling with production issues stemming from manufacturing problems.
A United spokesperson stated that the offer is voluntary. Due to the recent delays in Boeing deliveries, our forecasted flight hours have been reduced, and we are offering our pilots voluntary programs for the month of May to alleviate excess staffing, said spokesperson Leslie Scott. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A person in Texas has been diagnosed with bird flu, an infection linked to the recent discovery of the virus in dairy cows, according to health officials.
The patient is being treated with an antiviral drug, and their only reported symptom was eye redness, said Texas health officials. Officials state the person had contact with cows presumed infected, and the public risk remains low. Last week, dairy cows in Texas and Kansas were reported to be infected with bird flu, Kyle Norris reported.
A mayor was fatally shot at a restaurant in Mexico last Saturday, the regional prosecutor's office stated, the latest politically linked killing in the violence and organized crime-plagued country.
Guillermo Torres, 39, and his 14-year-old son were attacked at a restaurant in Morelia, the capital of Western Michoacán State, according to the prosecutor's office statement. His son survived. Guillermo was elected mayor of Michoacán's Churumuco municipality as an Institutional Revolutionary Party member in 2022. Paul Gomez reporting.
The price of gold hit a new peak of $2,250 per ounce.
Financial experts cite inflation and a pause in interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve as reasons for gold's price surge. However, opinions differ on whether it will continue rising or remain steady in the coming months. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A California company is recalling 5,224 units of mini ice cream bars due to possible salmonella contamination from at least 16 states, as well as parts of Europe.
Tropical Foods of Modesto, California, has voluntarily recalled its Helados Mexico mini ice cream variety pack after testing revealed potential salmonella contamination in the included mango bars. The recalled product has a Best Buy date of October 11th, 2025. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.